Oh,
Dennis.
yeah. Well, with the Scorpions, I mean, that was, you're talking about 15-year veterans and your first arena tour. Then you go to Europe for the first time with Kiss and, just hang around with Gene and Paul, talking about 12 years under their belts, And then in Japan with Whitesnake and, I mean, you can't help it, The second year for us to go out and headline, and do like a major arena tour isn't a good idea. It's not a good idea. So, basically what we like to do is we wanted to just build our audience to a point, where we will only headline our own shows from now on. I mean, I don't want to ever have to open for somebody again because I'm so limited, with whatever I want to do and
Right.
lights and sound and that kind of stuff. But there's no use in going out and trying to play just filler material because the kids just want to hear the hit and they go home. Then you've got to build your reputation and your rapport with the audience. I started this tit signing convention the last night in their dressing room, and
Oh.
then I called Klaus. I said, "Come on, come here, come here." And there's like maybe 30, 35 girls in the shower, and they're getting their tits signed. And so Klaus was like flipped, and he came in with his black magic marker, and we just like did artwork for about a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they're the greatest bunch of guys. We did the Texas Jam this year together. They are the greatest, I mean, now that with 7800 going gold, we're gonna send them all gold albums and
Really?
stuff. It was a great show. I mean, I read that review too. The guy who was like not a big Bon Jovi fan. It was a great show. We took Rat over there to open for us, and yeah, but ZZ, headlined it, and we were third on the bill, and they were like sixth on the bill or something like that. Donington was a great, great show for us. We had a good time.